She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Well, okay, I'm a woman. I definitely have stress, but I got to tell you, a lot of mine is eustress. That means, like, I think it's good stress. I love my job, but I have to fly. I'm going to keep going because I want to get to the natural support for women's stress and anxiety. But I was backing up to say that, yes, I'm a woman. Yes, I have stress. Sometimes it peaks and it's a little bit unmanageable. And then it leads, I think, to sometimes I have this experience of anxiety. And I want to talk about that for women because, you know, I'm going to be talking about stress a lot on this show. So you got to keep coming back because not only why we have it in the constant, multiple, prolonged ways that we do in our modern day, but also what we can do about it. But also how we can protect our bodies. But what I've been noticing, not only with my patients, but with myself, is that if I start to get too stressed, okay, like I have a trip coming up, and it's a kind of a multi-city trip, going into Florida, and then into Michigan, and then into Missouri. And if you're in any of those places, I'm going to wave and say hi and hope that we can connect. But I have anticipatory stress. Outside of everything else I'm doing, I had a patient the other day that came back with platelets that were very low. Boy, that signals to me, I mean, that's, I got to do more tests because she might have bone cancer. She might have, some sort of much serious disease going on. And after all I went through with her, this was just a hiccup. It was a laboratory error. The platelets were clumping, and so they weren't counting them as many as they were. So we redrew her blood, and we were fine. But I had an anxiety attack that day. So what the heck goes on there? Well, what I feel like is when you have chronic overwhelming stressors, you start to have a decrease in stress resistance, right? So one of those things happening in a day or in the week, hey, all right, I got this, I can handle it. But when they get confounded and they're constant and they're multiple and they're prolonged, all right, my dad was diagnosed with cancer recently as well. So I've kind of got that in the back of my head. Your fuse starts to get really short and you have a decrease in stress resistance. And in my opinion, that leads to an anxiety. And that's different, and you treat it differently than you treat chronic stressors, okay? I mean, anxiety, it's just another issue that goes hand in hand with stress. And get this, according to the National Institute of Health, this is the data, women are 60% more likely to experience an anxiety disorder than men. I mean, so what is going on there? I mean, I think that it's because there are hormonal fluctuations, all right? Definitely, it's been noted that anxiety symptoms occur and worsen in women who are premenstrual or postpartum or actually in menopause, where we're still trying to find our new normal. So that's more me, okay? I'm a postmenopausal woman, and I'm kind of still, my body is in this metamorphosis sort of stage. And so it happens, and then you've got the trying to balance the hormonal fluctuations, the packed work schedules, the family obligations. I mean, it's really a no wonder that women get this sort of stress-related ailment, this anxiety. But what can we do about it? Well, for the most part, I think it's important to find solutions, okay, for acute episodes of anxiety. What can you do right now? So what I have understood is that this parasympathetic place, where can we go where we rest, relax? Where can we go where we unburden? For everybody, it's different. But if you can have something for yourself when you start to feel anxious, sometimes it's just 5 seconds of being able to take a deep breath. Take it in through the nose and then out through the mouth and count for 5 to 7 seconds. It actually slows down the heart rate. It starts to help you think again. It increases oxygen to the brain so you don't have to act out of your anxiety. You can actually start to create a place where this is going to start slowing down. There's been a study at Harvard where if you start to increase your posture, so chest up, shoulders back up and down, all right, so you have a more expansive posture. They were studying power, by the way, and it showed that it decreases cortisol, that contributes to anxiety, and it increases testosterone because it makes you feel more powerful. So think about just adjusting your posture. I think that's really important. So being able to really find solutions for acute episodes, treat underlying causes, support stress, and provide daily interventions to decrease the frequency. Now, I think this is really important. So there was an article that I read by Marcel Pick. I know her. We saw each other at a conference in New York. She's an OBGYN nurse practitioner. She has a website called womentowomen.com. She says many women operate in a state of low-grade anxiety that may erupt into episodes of panic attacks, phobias, or anxiety disorders in the face of increased stress. So you keep packing it on, right? Decrease in stress resistance. Most of my patients, she says, with generalized anxiety are so accustomed to living with it that they don't mention it until I ask or until they enter perimenopause and their long-standing anxiety symptoms worsen, okay? So what can we do for folks like that? I see them all the time. It's low-level chronic anxiety. So besides trying to get a technique for that acute response where you get hit and you're off and running because you've got that sort of short fuse syndrome, we can grow the fuse. We can get you out of anxiety. There's a couple things. There is a clinically studied oil of lavender. I was just on KTLA TV news night. It was at 9 o'clock on Sunday night. One of their Sunday shows. And we talked about this, and we were talking about, you know, non-medication ways to decrease anxiety. So this clinically studied lavender oil, it's used in Germany called Selexin, and it's actually been proven better than a benzodiazepine to work on chronic anxiety. And the benefit of it is there's no sort of side effects. There isn't an addictive quality, and it's lavender. You take it not as needed, meaning sort of like multiple times throughout the day, you can just take it once in the morning. And it has been proven to really be able to, what I call, lengthen that fuse. So we can start really being able to calm down even though the stressors keep coming. All right, Nature's Way actually has it here in America in a product called Calmade. Now, one of the side effects, I guess I should say, is that if you take it, you might burp up a little bit of lavender. But guess what? Lavender in the aromatherapy world has been around for centuries. In helping to decrease stress and anxiety. So I say biggest bang for your buck. You got a little sort of aromatherapy going for you right there. So it's something that you shouldn't worry about. So you can take that orally, believe it or not. You can use it, of course, lavender oil as an aromatherapy in candles or in bath salts, but that is certainly something that you can do. Other things, omega-3. There's a huge book on omega-3 and mental health issues. I like to call it mental well issues, but omega-3, that is a essential fatty acid. If we're not getting enough cold water fish, you can actually, once again, lengthen this fuse that we have by increasing your omega-3s. So you could take a good solid omega-3 supplement. Nordic Naturals is a lovely brand. You want any manufacturing company, and we'll talk about this more and more on the show, you want to make sure, especially with oils, that you're getting clean, a clean product that is not full of mercury or heavy metals, PCPs, dioxides, etc., that they've gone through a great clean process. But 1,000, 2,000 milligrams of the combined EPA and DHA has actually been clinically proven to start calming down because it works in the brain. The brain, all of our cells, these bilipid layers, and if you've got better sort of more fluid cellular synapse response, we can start having better, more fluid sort of responses to our stressors, okay? So think about that parasympathetic place where you can, in the moment, take a deep breath or expand that posture. Think about clinically studied lavender oil. Calmade is what we have here in the United States. And then also, besides things like kava, valerian, skull cap that have been around for a long time, the omega-3s, we don't really think about them a lot for anti-anxiety. So women, we know we got stress. We know we got hormonal fluctuations. It can lead to anxiety. But guess what? We can protect ourselves from it, okay? All right. We're just helping each other try to stay well here on Radio MD and RadioMD.com.